Ooh, pardon me.
Filthy fucker.
I'm sorry.
You dirty rotter. What a fucking rotter.
Don't you sound like a clever young boy? I can't remember the specific Grundy phrases. Not even in Amish
you
fashion.
You dirty old man. I wish you afterwards. Anyway.
1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 523. Sketch 948. Batman.
Okay, there's three of us here. It's a three-hander. The characters are 1, 2, and 3. I'll be 1, Rich be 2, Cy be 3. Who's your favourite Batman?
I would have to say Bruce Wayne.
Oh, yeah. He's the only one.
Actually, on occasion, Dick Grayson was Batman and John Paul Valley did it too. He was also Azrael, as you know. Oh, and after Batman Endgame, even Commissioner Gordon did it, so...
This sketch is over!
I mean, that's miscast. You should be number 3, Alistair.
I should read these things before casting them, possibly, but yes, Sai's impression of me was phenomenal.
I was trying to be kind of nasally, kind of stereotypical nerd.
Comics geek, which, I mean, yes, I am. My sinuses are remarkably clear this evening.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, no, it's a good thing. Don't you worry. I was trying to work out how factually accurate the actual Batman's... Batmen there are.
There are more, but that's okay because he's interrupted. So it's not saying it's definitive. Them off of Wikipedia, so I hope they're correct.
I can't fault that, no. I'm surprised there aren't any earlier references as that's... then again, when was Dick Grayson? Oh, I'm just going through Batman things in my head. I don't even read Batman anymore.
That's for your other podcast.
When did Batman lose its charm for you? Like the Killing Joke? Or did you go on like later than that?
Well, I'd never read it regularly. So when I started reading American comics rather than just British stuff off the news agents' shelves... I was mainly following authors. So I've read most of Pete Milligan's run on Batman, most of the sort of classic 80s, 90s, 2000s Frank Miller stuff before he went off the deep end batshit crazy. No pun intended. I've only read certain stories from within the continuity, but I also read all the trade magazines around comics at the time anyway, so I knew all the shit that was happening because of them. So, yeah. That's my Batman relationship.
I've seen the films.
I've only seen the middle one of the Christopher Nolan trilogy. Still not seen really? The first
they're
or last.
They're worth having a look.
Yeah, so I hear.
They're just all worth watching on some level, except Batman and Robin.
Don't think I've seen that either. Is that Clooney or Kilmer? I forget.
That's a Clooney one, isn't it?
I'll take your
all I remember
for it.
Is it's bloody awful. Like, I can't even remember much about it, except watching it going, when it came out, going, this is astonishingly poor.
That doesn't even have Schwarzenegger doing the ice puns, does it?
Schwarzenegger is Mr. Freeze.
Ice to meet you. I believe is
supposed
to
be a line.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. And Uma Thurman is Poison Ivy.
That rings a bell.
It has got Schwarzenegger in it, that one.
Okay.
I thought it had. I was checking it out, but it's a bit vague in my mind. It's a fucking just a rigmarole. It's a travesty. Makes sense.
I'm happy to have given it a miss. Listening to the radio earlier, they happened to play some bizarre cover of the 60s Batman theme tune, which reminded me of my one-time hope that I would try and create an entire 80-minute CD compilation of just covers of the Batman theme tune, which I'm sure can be done. I'm sure there's enough of them out there.
I'm absolutely certain you could do it.
Yeah, I think I've only got 6 or so in my own personal collection at current.
6 or 7 minutes or 6 second tracks.
6 or 7 tracks, which it's not
I think
much.
that the Batman soundtrack is the best album Prince made, which is a not a popular choice, but I actually think it's kind of, he wasn't too self-conscious. Like he was late enough in his career that he'd got all his chops in the studio and songwriting and playing, but without being conscious of being big old Prince. And I think it's a cracker.
Yeah, no, there's some corking songs on there. I do remember playing the VHS through the TV and making a cassette tape audio-wise from the speaker, holding it up.
I mean, that's, no matter how unsatisfying that was, it is still theft. Still copyright infringement, Alistair.
Maybe to some degree. I mean, yes. I never heard the end of the song that cuts out when Jack Nicholson punches someone in the face, but maybe I never will.
Well, I mean, you can go and listen to it online now. It's fine.
I'm not going to.
I know what you mean, because I'm aware that there is a James Last album called James Last's Voodoo Party. I've seen the front cover, just like garish red and orange, and James Last and all his band there were dressed up in, I wouldn't quite call it voodoo costumes, but I don't know, they're kind of some unusual costumes.
Okay.
And I think I'd like to hear that. But I think it's cheating to go on YouTube. I'd like to hear it one day when I find it for 30p in a charity shop.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And I think that, you know, I'm prepared to wait for the planets to align so that I can do that.
1,000 Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Alistair Turvitt, Richard Catherall and Simon Toohey. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.